Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I come across this headline, and JP knows who one of the guys is who's tried this live on TV. There's apparently bird nests in Vietnam and in China that are made of bird spit, and this stuff sells, the dried up stuff. It's like almost like a rice paper made of this bird spit. It sells for $500 a pound. And you said there's a guy on, is it Food Network or somewhere, who's tried this stuff?
Andrew Zimmert. I watched him do it. It's not a nest.
The bowl they have here is a pile, and it almost looks like
it's just
like fingernail clippings, but right. They're very feathery, like rice paper type thing, and it's dried up. Special kind of bird spit. Swiftlets, that's the name of the bird, Southeast Asian bird, and they build their nests from their spit. So the result is like a crunchy texture nest, something like beehive meets cobweb.
Oh, nice and cozy.
The thing is, and leave it to the Chinese discovered all this stuff. What health benefits there are, and of course, they know so much with Chinese medicine and stuff about these things, alleged health benefits from eating this. It's immunity boosting, has anti-aging properties, and has claims of curing cancer. So if it has claims of curing cancer, somebody's going to try it, even if it's $500 a pound.
Right.
And made of smelly bird spit.
Right.
And that's the thing that gets me, is they say it really stinks. It has a distinct bird smell to it, which makes it difficult to eat. I've never seen a bird hawk a loogie, but there you go. In Vietnam, they have a cottage industry in the Mekong Delta where they're putting up these giant barns and attracting the birds in with bird calls.
I saw that when I was in the Mekong Delta.
Did you?
Yeah. They're all over the
place.
Did
you go buy some of the spit barns?
You can't miss them. They're everywhere. They stink.
Well, there's a very rich-looking 27-year-old sitting in an amazing, like, throne-like chair who allowed this guy to, doing the article, to come in and see his family run, like, a bird nest farms, and how the birds come in and they just set up, I guess, in the beams and stuff, and they start spitting and making these nests, and then this guy harvests those nests and sells them for $500 a pound, and he's loaded. So somebody's eating this stuff, but it's not, I mean, there's just nothing attractive about it except that it might save your life or make you younger or keep you completely healthy
or do none of it.
There is no way Americans are eating this stuff.
What'd you say, Monica?
I'll just be old. I'm okay with being old.
Right?
Spit is the grossest, you guys. Spit is like...
But it's dry. Like, you wouldn't know. If nobody told you that, you would think it's some sort of cute, as I said before, like rice paper or... Yeah, it has like a bird smell to it.
Okay, let me eat that. No.
Because there's like little feather stuff dried into it.
I saw my daughter spit the other day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I don't know what I was supposed to do in that moment. I just laughed.
Were you proud? A little bit?
No, it wasn't even about being proud. I just kind of laughed. I was like, well, that was weird.
That's what I think of my brothers, like Hawk and Loogie, and like they would take it and like drip it all, like wait, and then suck it back. All so gross.
Did your daughter do it like she was just walking along with like really cool spit? Like, maybe she's seen cool kids do?
I guess. I don't know. It was very strange. I didn't even process it until afterwards. I was like
what just happened?
Right. But my son, I see, like, because my son's playing, I'll see him spit all the time. I don't even think about it.
Right. When you're playing sports, I get it. You don't want that in the way. You remember when you were kids, was it cool?
Swallow it. What?
My friend Chris, if you were standing in the farthest corner of this room.
Right.
Not only could he hit you, I could tell him where I want him to hit you.
Is that accurate?
Pain. Yep. I'll never forget. He was in the we were about to get off the bus, so we were like maybe the second seat from the door.
Okay.
And he took this chick Teresa Cucharaldo's eye out from the front of the bus. She was all the way in the back. He was just like.
Bang, right the second seat?
Right in the eye. Right in the eye.
See, it's you can't do that now at all.
He can. Chris can.
No, I mean,
that's like, the dude I just went to Europe with. That dude can still do it.
But I'm saying you can't bodily fluid into someone else's eye now.
No. The thought of doing that now is just you realize the level of disgust and disrespect. But again, it's when you're 12, 13 years old and you know, she's the stinky kid on the bus or whatever it was.
I don't even know what it was. Come on. on.
Oh, that's amazing. Knows? We were not nice kids.
No,
I'm not bad at distance. Like when I'm in the pool, I can shoot a good one over the like the landscape around the side and get it over to the side, almost to the fence. So it's out of the way where people walk.
Oh,
the one
yeah?
near where the people are. And
no, Chris.
I can get a loopy distance, but that's it.
No, Chris had distance. He had velocity. He had aim. He had everything.
Did it throw her head back?
Everything. And to be honest
like
with
the Kennedy
you.
Videos?
And to be honest with you, it was definitely a source of pride for him. It was what he was known
is it
for.
Still?
Yeah.
Is it part of his legend as a high schooler? The thing you always remember about him?
Yeah.
Well, spit skills. And Monica, every guy does what your brother did.
It's so gross, though. Who wants to see that?
Nobody wants to see it.
You don't have to see it.
Why do you want to do it?
Because we're boys.
Filthy. You know what you always say, JP? Girls are gross. Boys are disgusting. That's
no, girls are gross.
That's gross.
No, God made girls gross, or whoever built us made girls gross.
Just you're an alien? God made you, too, and you're gross.
Yeah, but we don't shed walls and there's, you're like snakes.
You just suck up your own nasty stank ass snot.
If we choose to.
But then
he didn't make that a requirement.
But then we make a game out of it and see who can go for distance, accuracy,
right?
Consistency, that kind of thing. You see, that's the difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. You got to put more game in your game.
Cliff on line one. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to add something about those birds. I saw some kind of documentary on it. In Southeast Asia, the shops where they sell it, it's like the room above the shop is like open windows and they just let these birds take over.
Yes.
So gross.
Because they come in and they build the nest even more so they can sell the stuff. It's so expensive.
Yeah, and they just that's how they make a living. This family just has.
Thanks, Cliff. Oh, we gotta hang up on you.
Well, the swiftlets. But, you know, that's what they do.
In the exact opposite, when I went to the service for my buddy Craig that passed away, I guess a couple of weeks ago it was. They have it in underneath this gazebo. It was a military. It was a military funeral. So it was in a military cemetery, and they did the whole his service in this gazebo. And you look up in the gazebo, and they have like spikes and almost like not barbed wire, but almost like something so the birds can't land inside the gazebo and get crap all over the place.
Right.
And I'm looking, I'm like, why do they have that? And somebody's like, oh, so the birds don't land. And I'm like, that's genius torture.
It's a project keeping them out of there.
Yeah.
Well, in Vietnam and in China, they're welcoming them, and they even make this bird nest soup, where I guess they take some of the nest or whatever, and they pop it in the soup. It's all about health benefit. Maybe they're right. Chinese medicine is here is always like, listen, they know everything.
They live to 180, those kids.
But nobody is allowed to usually see these things because they're very superstitious. They don't want you spooking the birds. And they don't want you stealing their techniques of how they're getting the birds to spit more and make bigger nests.
And they also don't want you to know it's a total scam. Teddy on line two. Go ahead, Teddy.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you that regurgitation by insects and stuff is how we get honey.
Hmm. True.
They regurgitate stuff, and then we eat it, and we love it. And now we're complaining about a little bird spit. Mm.
We're not. Roger is.
And it's so good. Well, I don't bird spit.
You just got to think about it. You know, a lot of times we get stuff from places you don't really want to know, but then, you know, you eat it, and you don't know, and you don't care. But the minute you know, you care.
Right. Thanks, Teddy.
Anyways, have a great day.
Later, man. Hey, Raj, where are you with your whole beekeeping thing? Whatever happened to that? That was going to be your next big thing.
Yeah, it was last spring or the spring before.
It was like you put down the kayaks, and then all of a sudden you were going to be a beekeeper.
The problem is they're only there on, like, Saturday. And I just, back a couple years ago, I just couldn't make a bunch of Saturdays, so it fell apart. Then last year I was going to go, I couldn't make the Saturdays. It's just, I'm not able to go. I want to. I'll get to it eventually. But I do want to learn about the bees and stuff. I kind of like knowing what they're doing, and I think the bees are important to nature, so I
want
to get involved. I saw the guy cleaning the honeycombs. It was kind of cool.
If I want, I can have my mom lock you in the car and tell you all about the bees.
Yeah.
And the birds.
No, not that.
And the birds.
Not that. I'd rather get stung by 100 bees.
You'll learn tons.
You'll get locked in the car getting the birds and the bees talk.
Mm.
Yeah, but
what is it about?
I thought of it just the other day. It's funny that you brought that up. I was just thinking about it. And I'm like, man, I got to get back over to that place.
But why, though? Like, what is it about that seems interesting to you?
I don't know. I do like a lot of, nature stuff.
So do I.
Like working in the garden. I like outdoors. I like all that kind of stuff. And there's something about the bees. When I used to cut lawns when I was a kid, there was this old lady's house, big house with this big old yard, and it had old-fashioned bee keeper boxes in the back.
Okay.
And there were still, she didn't take care of them, but there would still be every spring, summer, whatever, bees going in and out of these things. And I used to watch them a bit, and I don't know, it kind of got my interest, and they never bothered me. I was cutting a lawn, they never attacked me, nothing. But, and then I've seen since then how the bees are disappearing, and we need bees for nature and all stuff. And I love going and buying natural honey. So all of it comes together. I'm like, I saw this guy cleaning the honeycomb and doing the job. And I'm like, I wouldn't mind doing this and learning about these guys. And, you know, nobody's afraid they're going to sting them. They get in those little bee outfits and they clean them out. And they really just grow a bee colony or whatever you call it. And I want to learn more about it. But now it's been like 2 seasons and I haven't gotten back to the guy. It just isn't convenient, you know, and you need,
so
like,
you need?
If you're going to volunteer, you don't show up once and then never show up again.
So what do? Just get like one queen and then everybody else just shows up for the party? Yeah.
That's kind of it.
It's like a giant gangbang?
That's kind of it. And he was taking out these honeycomb pieces, dripping of honey. Like, it was incredible. And, like, whoever it was, it just called said, I mean, I know it's regurgitation, but honey's amazing.
I gotcha.
I love it. So one day I'll get there, but I don't want to go into it one day and be like, yeah, this is really cool. I'll see you next Saturday,
yeah,
and then I'll show up.
This is like my top five nightmare right here.
Put it in. No. I love pegging. No, that has nothing to do with beekeeping. He gave me a lot of head. Not either.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, every time a fly lands, it regurgitates.
Yeah, we know.
That we have talked about.
No, every time does it regurgitate. Oh,
it like lands on your hamburger bun.
It's about to eat, yeah.
And then takes off.
It doesn't crap. It pukes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Everywhere it lands. We had a dinner outside like a week ago, and it landed. That's the first thing I thought of. It landed like on the edge of a glass, and I thought, bleep, and it took off.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, no, the flies. So I didn't tell anybody at the table because I might be the only one in there who had this conversation in real life.
What do you do, though? Do you change your glass?
No, yeah. You just live your life because it's been happening since you were a kid and you didn't care then.
I can't do that.
You would get a new glass.
I can't do
You would.
No.
Would you just drink about out of the other part of the glass?
I would try.
To ignore it?
What if it pukes like your friend Chris and it just projectiles over and you get a whole glass?
I wouldn't be able to ignore it.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't be able to ignore. Like, if I'm eating something and the fly lands on my food now, like, I can't do that anymore.
Just eat it. Your body it's already got immunities because you've been doing it your whole life.
Got it. It's mental. Can't do it.
Oh. Mm. Would you puke if you accidentally ate something?
No, if I accidentally ate it or whatever, but if I watch it happen, I'm not going to, like, if I'm having, you know, out to the backyard barbecue and there's, like, pulled pork and beans or whatever the hell it is, and a fly lands on the beans and then takes off, I'm not putting my fork in those beans. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Eat the beans, JP. Eat the beans.
I can't do it anymore.
With the fly puke? Come on.
No, I can't.
Remember when you were a kid? They were always, there he is, see? They were always on the watermelon, but when we're kids, nobody knew this stuff. And
right.
just
cared.
And then pick up a slice and eat. Nobody. But the flies were always all over the watermelon slices.
But if they land on the rind, on the green part, I don't care.
But how much puke can there be from this little tiny fly?
None of this is rational.
Okay.
You know, it's not rational. You can't go over a bridge. Why? Millions of people go over that same bridge. It's
irrational.
And again, I'm not going to, like, take the whole plate, throw it, and scream like a little girl. I'm just going to be like, okay, he landed on the baked beans. Stay away from the baked beans.
I'm going to quietly not tell anybody that I know a fly just puked on my food.
But I tell you what, I went out and bought those little nets now that they put over the, like, you have it back
there.
We never had them. We never had them in the house. After we talked about this the first time, I was in Target or whatever, and I saw them. I'm like, I'll take 12 of those. I bought them in all sizes, too. I bought the one for, like, that just covers the salsa. I bought one that covers the big, giant salad bowl.
That's great.
I have all of them.
Dad, we can't eat. There's hats on everything. How do we get to...
You just put your arm on the shelf and put the cart next to it and just scooped it all in there. I want them all.
Yeah, and I'm at the point where, okay, you want to lift the thing off, you got to guard it. All right, go, go.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah, you're sitting there like this. You're just trying to make sure.
Mike is on line one. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Oh, Mike's gone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Susan has a few of those. They're very flowery and stuff, and she'll put them over, like, bring out a tray of cheeseburgers or something to the table, and she'll put them right over it.
Mine are just plain mesh. I didn't care. Yeah, I'm going to forget it. I was like, I'll take a dozen of those. And I just took all different sizes and put them in the cart.
Now, let me ask you this.
What?
What if the fly lands on the mesh part on the outside, but then his puke goes through the little tiny mesh holes onto the food?
Because he's got
what?
Chris's aim.
Yeah, he's got...
Fortunately, my neuroses hasn't gotten that far.
Right, the mental game doesn't get it.
But
that is one aggressive fly.
But thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry.
Get me the salad net covers.
Now you don't even know what's in there. Whatever you lift that, you better get it out and eat whatever it is.
Forget the net covers. Give me the ones made of steel.
Just eat inside, dude.
Right.
Right. Coming up after 1:30, the top 10 list where you guess what's on the top 10 try to win the bounty prize. Drew Grabo live is
why
two.
Is it that when the big flies get in the house, the big flies,
yeah, I know what you mean,
and they go over by your window, why is it that they can't get away from the window until they bounce off of it to go a different direction? Like, I don't even have to swing anything at them. I could just go cover
so
them
slow.
With paper towel and crush them with my fingers.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like they get dumb when they're on the glass. Maybe they get confused. They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I did notice that. You're right. Can't keep them out of the house either. I don't get it. Roger and JP, it's the Bone Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.